produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good day, brothers and sisters. My name is Evangelist Khalongatlo, broadcasting on SKM Radio Network, U.S. and the world. And the name of our program is Putin Baha'i in His Presence, and it's been produced by Mercedes Goto. It gives me great pleasure that today I'm going to share the Word of God to you, with you. And I believe as I'm about to share the Word of God with you, the Lord will energize you and strengthen you through His Word as we are about to hear His Word. Because we must have an understanding that as we are Christians, there's a demand for our life. There's a demand in the way we live our life. Our life have to, when we have to change from when we begin to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, our life shouldn't be the same way as we were when we have never received our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we believe the reason that we came to the Lord is that He may forgive our sins. But there's more to that, because when you come to God, as He is the light, He is the light that is shining in our life. That means God will be taking over from our lives and giving us a new life. And if we are Christians, we cannot understand these things. It becomes a problem, because people of the old, a man of the old, the character of man of the old shouldn't be or seen in your life. So we have to be different people in such a way that we reflect the new life that we have received in Jesus Christ. Because when people became believers in Christ, they are joined to Jesus Christ and began to share in His experiences. And you must remember, when we say people are joined together with Jesus Christ, we are trying to say something. It was two pieces, but or two lives, but they have been joined together. They become a one thing. A join is something that was having two parts, but after being joined, it's a one thing or a unit. So if we are Christian, and we have to have an understanding that there is a demand to every believer in Jesus Christ, a believer in the Word of God should be a changed person, should be a person who joined with Christ, who become one with Christ Jesus. There is no way that we can call ourselves believers, but we have a hard time to be joined together with Jesus Christ. Because if we are not joined together, there are things that will manifest our old ways. It's very simple for to manifest in our life, because we having an idea or understanding of who we are or what we have just done or what Christ is in our lives. Today I just want us to read a little bit of Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 1, the Bible says, imitate God therefore in everything you do, because you are His children. Live a life full with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us, offered Himself as a sacrifice and pleasing aroma to us. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk and coarse jokes, and these are not for you. Instead, let there be a thankfulness of God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ. There's an inheritance that we receive when we receive Jesus Christ. But the way this verse started, it tells us there's a certain way that we have to live our life. Let's think. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your word. Let it be light to your children in Jesus' mighty name. And the Bible explained it very well. Be ye the imitators of Jesus Christ. Be the imitator. It's impossible for us to live our Christian walk unless we become imitators of Christ. Imitate Christ. When we look at our steps and we feel there's something that is hard with our life, the way we live our life, there's only one thing that we can do and that we can do right. Let us be the imitators of Jesus Christ. Let us join together with Jesus Christ. Let us do things. The only thing that we can do, the only character that we can copy is of Jesus Christ. The only thing that we can be done for us to reach or inherit the kingdom of God is when we lose ourselves in Christ. That's why the Bible, when you read further, it talks about the death of Jesus Christ. We had to die from our own sinful nature. It's impossible that people who have received Jesus Christ, they will still live in their sinful nature. It's a clear indication that they have never died with Jesus Christ. They are still alive in their sins. And that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says we should die from our sinful nature. People, when there's still a trace of sin in our life, it's a true reflection of we are not dead in Jesus Christ. We should join together with Christ to be able to share in his experiences, the things that he's going through, because he promises that people will never recognize us, people will never love us when they see that we are joined together with Christ. But there are benefits to, again, when people are in Christ, there are benefits of being in Christ Jesus. But the problem is that we have to partake in his death. And again, we have to partake in his resurrection. Because in his death is when we realize that our old life, our old way of doing things, the way we used to think, the way we think things were right, our sinful nature, it mustn't take control in our lives. It must be something of the past in our life. There's a kind of life that we have to live. When we live that life, it reflects who he is in our lives. Our life, as the Bible says in verse 2, that it should reflect love. We must love one another. We must show that our life has changed, that the grace of God has reached us. That's the life that the Christian should be. We should be meek people. We should be meek people who our old desires are dead by now. That's what the Bible says. When we are still alive in our desire, it's a clear indication that we are far from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because there's a demand that our old life should die. Our old life should die with Jesus Christ. We should arise to a new life that is being brought to us in Jesus Christ. We should be alive to the power of God. We should be alive in God. We should see things differently. We should experience the power and the power of God in our life. We should experience the glory and the blessing of God in our life. We should experience the greatness of God in our life. We should experience his greatness in our life. We should. That's the only people that will see that. These people, there is something that is different with these people. There is something that definitely is different from these people. What is so hard for us to listen to the word of God? What is that so hard that we are still in our sinful nature, even when the Bible teaches us that we should be his imitators? Because the Bible says this is the kind of work of God that transformed us by his spirit. The steps of the righteous need to be directed by God. It's a problem when we have Christians that are still living in their sinful nature. The power of God, it is there to energize us, to strengthen us, to live a new life that is in Jesus Christ, to start a good work in our lives. We have this power that Jesus Christ, that they're talking in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, it talks about that we have this power that energizes us, that helps us. It helps us to live in a new life that Christ has given us. It's impossible to live this kind of a new life that is in Jesus Christ unless we start a new life in Christ Jesus Christ. And Romans 12 is telling us that our mind has to be renewed. As long as your mind still thinks dirty stuff, still your mind is still thinking of the old ways, it's impossible. Because the Bible says our mind is a workshop of the devil. It's where doubts and everything that is happening, it starts in our mind. Renew your mind the way you think. Let that be the things that we do. We think the things that come in our mind be the things that are full of God. Let us meditate upon God's power and his strength. Because if we don't do that, it's impossible that our desires and action could change. It become impossible. And the life begin to reflect the fruit of the Holy Spirit according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Because there must be fruit, there must be meekness, there must be patience. This fruit of the Spirit should be reflected in every Christian life. Because the Holy Spirit can never come upon your life and you lack patience, you lack these things that are needed in our lives. Every day when we see our life and we see these things are not in our life, there is a problem. It shows us how far we have fallen. How have you taken the word of God granted in our life? Because people who have received Christ in their life, gradually their life changes. It's impossible that their lives will remain the same. There are things that have to spring forth. There's a life that is in Christ that should be showing in our life. When we receive his spirit in our life, we become different people. We are no longer people of the world, but we are in the world, but not of the world. The way we think, we are not thinking of today. We are not thinking of tomorrow, but we are thinking of the eternity. That is why you see a lot of churches today. We are not thinking of the eternity. We rather spend the inheritance that Christ has given us today because we don't have eyes that can see to the eternity. It is my prayer that today as we are here, that we may have this understanding that there's an eternity that is waiting. There's a promise that God has made for our lives. But there are kind of people that will never get that eternity. That's why when we read where we have read in verse 3, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, when it says sexual immorality, greedy people among you. Not away, not people who doesn't know God, but the Bible says among you. The Bible says such sins have no place among God's people. Those things they have no way in the kingdom of God. Those foolish talks, they have no place in the kingdom of God. I am here to tell you that you should examine yourself. You should look at your Christianity. And when you think of Jesus Christ, think eternity. Think of a new Jerusalem. Lot of people, they have forgotten about that. They are speaking about the blessing. They are blessed going in. They are blessed going out. And they forget the main thing that they've... The main thing that is lacking today is people who are full of the Spirit of God. A man like Stephen. A people who will give praise and honor, who their life will reflect Christ himself, who their life will show Jesus Christ. We lack church today. We can teach everything. We can teach how to make money. We can teach them how to be healed. But we forget to teach them the basic principle of salvation. Having a fellowship with Jesus Christ. And reminding every man and every woman, reminding them of the last day that Jesus Christ shall raise them up, reminding them of the last day that there's an eternity that is waiting, that we're going to stand in a judgment day, and people are going to be judged. But churches today, they force people to be greedy. They force people to be multimillionaire. People, they feel like nothing. That is why today we see people who are committing suicide. And when you ask, it is because of the prayers each and every day. They are being told stuff. They've been told that they need to be multimillionaire. They need to have this kind. Not every one of us is going to be millionaire. Not many of us that will die having a lot of money. And the Bible says, after all we have gained all these things and forfeit our soul, what would be a bad option to us? It's for us that even if we can lack like a man like Lazarus, but at least on the last day we know that we're gonna see our Lord. That we will inherit this kingdom of God. And the Bible is teaching that the adulterers, the worship of the world, they will never inherit that kind of kingdom. When we preach, it's impossible that we preach about Christ died in our life. But every time when we preach of man, we preach of success, our education, we preach, but we forget to preach the truth of Christ. I think it's about time that the Church of Jesus Christ would get back to the basics. That we become different people, gradually growing into the likeness of Christ, where Christ has been showing in our lives. Believers are also responsible for the living out Christ's death and resurrection. We have to turn away from our old life that was full of darkness and embrace a new life full of light. We've got to. We've got to. Paul calls believers to put off their old sinful life driven by the devil. It is driven by the devil. The things that we do that are outside the will of God are the things that are driven, our desire are driven by the devil. Put on the new life, pure life directed by the Holy Spirit. Because by doing so, we'll recognize the release of God's grace and power. Believers must actively turn from their old lives to live in a new life. I'm pleading with you today that turn away from your old life. and live a life that today is joined together with Jesus Christ, a life that will please to God. Remember when Jesus Christ, when the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was going to be baptized, and the Holy Spirit came down like a dove, and the voice said, "This is my Son in whom I please." It pleases God when we become being transformed by His Spirit. It pleases God when our life changes. It pleases God when people of God are turning from their foolishness, turning from their darkness to the light that is in Jesus Christ. Because that shows that it's God's gracious grace that is working in our life, in our hearts. It gives us strength. It gives us a desire and power to do so. It gives us a strength. It gives us a desire to do the things that Christ has done to please our God. It gives us strength. It empowers. When we are in the right frame, when our mind has changed, it pleases God. It gives us strength. It empowers us. Holy Spirit fortifies us. There were men, that's why Jesus was telling them that, go in Jerusalem and go to the upper room. You shall receive power. You need power. You need power of God. Not to do your own things, but you need the power of God to reveal who Christ is in our lives. We need the power of God to overcome these devils in our life, because the Bible tells us that we are fighting the fight that we are fighting. We are fighting against the principalities of the darkness. We are fighting against the spiritual, in the spiritual realm. And it's a dangerous place. It needs people who are full of the arm of God. It needs people who are full of the grace of God. It needs people who are full of the glory of God. I am here today. I'm telling you. Have you considered to live your life in Christ Jesus? Have you considered to take your life? Have your life changed since you have received Jesus Christ? Or desires of sin is growing more and more in your life, more than the change that needed in your life. Your mind is no longer renewed. Your mind is still the same as it was. Do you understand when the Bible says in verse 3 that God's people, it says the holy people, we must be holy because He is holy. It's not talking about anyone. It's not talking about an ordinary person. But it talks, when it says God's people, it talks about people who have received His own children, that the Spirit of God that is living inside of them. Are you that kind of Christian? Are you sure one day when you die, surely you're going to see heaven? Are we sure that one day when God is calling us, that one day when we arrive there, He will never say, "I did not know you"? Are you sure there's no greed in your life? Are you sure there's a fruit of the Spirit in your life? Are you prepared to work your own salvation? Not according to what people are saying, but according to what God has called us. There's a demand in our life for a new life in Christ Jesus. We cannot use our salvation for our progress or to put forward our sinful nature and desires. There's a demand in our lives. There's a demand in our life to live a new life in Christ Jesus. There's a new demand in our life to live a life that is full of God. There's a new demand in our lives. That the love of Christ in our life. Our mind need to be renewed. When will your mind be renewed? I'm speaking to you today. I'm speaking to your life that are you not tired? Are you not consider what the word of God is saying to you today? That you need to renew your mind, your old life, in order to inherit this kingdom. This kingdom is for everyone who's willing to change. It's for everyone who's willing to give their life to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, do not be fooled. A lot of people are fooled because every day when they go, they want to know what they could receive in Christ. But the things that they should receive in Christ are the very same things that they don't want to receive. The things that they should be happy to receive are the very same things that they say nothing about. And this kind of things are not being preached in the churches in the days that we are living in. Because the life and resurrection that is in Christ, a new life that begins in Christ, not everyone wants to live that kind of life. People still want to live where they are, where they still want to live their own food. I pray, it's my prayer today that live a new life that is in Jesus Christ. Leave your old life behind. It is my prayer that today, maybe you have made a mistake. Maybe you have been told all this. Maybe people who have preached to you, to your life, were saying all these things. But they forget that you need to be a new creature. You need to be an imitator of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember to be imitators of God. Remember that holy people, holy generation, people that are in God, are the ones that will receive the inheritance that is the kingdom of God. It's a demand that our lifestyle have to be holy, a holy lifestyle, to avoid immorality. Because it is common. It's common in the world. Those things are not things that should be found in the way of in the house of God in the days that you are living in. It is my prayer today that if your life is full of that, full of your old life, change your life and turn back to God when there is still time for your life. Turn to God when God has still given you a day that you can live for God. Change your life. Let your life be transformed. I pray that today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can turn back to God and start to think of things of the kingdom. No longer the things, because we are not of this world, but we are the ambassadors. We are here, but we are not from here. There's a place that you are going. We have eternity that Christ has promised us. Today, allow Christ to change and transform your life. Today, allow God to be God over your life. Allow God to change your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to fortify you. Allow the Holy Spirit to take control in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is me, Evangelist Halongatlu. I'm saying to you this day, be ye the imitator of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may God empower you. May God strengthen you. May God show you favor in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may He give strength and power to your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers.
1-888-201-5313. From South Africa. This program was produced by Mr. Sikoto. I'm excited this afternoon for this beautiful program that God has given us. Be excited about it. I like how David puts, he says, I'm glad and be glad when they say to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There's one thing that I love about David. He knew that in the house of the Lord, there's peace, there's love, there's joy. That's why he was excited when they called upon. And even you today, be excited about this program. Because that's where we tell you the truth of life, which is Jesus. Without wasting any time, I want us to talk shortly about this message entitled, Your Eyes Are on Heaven, but Your Mind is in the Wilderness. Your eyes are on heaven, but your mind is in the wilderness. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Exodus chapter 16, sorry. It says there with NLT version, then the whole community of Israel set from the early and journeyed into the wilderness of Sin. Between Elim and Mount Sinai, they arrived there on the 15th day of the second month, and 1 month after leaving the land of Egypt. There two whole community of Israel, they complained to Moses and Aaron. If you can only had killed us back in the Egypt, they started mourning these people to their leaders. They were sit around the portal filled with meat, and they ate all the bread we wanted. But now you have brought us into the wilderness to starve us all to death. You know, as I was growing in life and maturing in life, I have discovered that in order for me to achieve success in life, I must attain and obtain my goals, and I must fix my mind on one issue. No matter how high the steep I must climb, no matter how high the mountain I must climb, but my mind and my eyes, they have to be fixed in one goal in order for me to achieve that. The higher the hill upon you, you must plan and build your kettles. The harder the climb we reach to the top, we must have all our eyes and mind focused on one thing. You know, when you read there, the text informs us that the Israel, they were in the wilderness, on their way to the Canaan, the land where God promised them. The Bible says they started began to complain to them. You know why they started complaining? It's because they remembered what they had in Egypt. They started to take their mind back and remember all the good times that they had before, not forgetting that they were in the land of slavery. But God, even though liberated them, but their minds were still holding back to the things that they used to do. You know, I have realized in life that people, they end up buying things that they were not supposed to buy. They buy miracles while God is giving them miracles for free. They buy healings. That's why you see them running around with 5 liters of empty bottles, seeking and looking for healings. But yet they forget what the word of God says, by his stripes you were healed. It's what happened most of the time, that when God liberates your heart, even your mind is looking unto Jesus, but your mind is still holding back on the things that you used to do. Because as people, we don't believe in the word of God. We don't believe in the word of God when he said, at this time, God shall supply all our needs. We feel that it is important for me that I must supplement the word of God with something. In order that the word of God doesn't perform or fulfill, at least in my pocket, I still have something. That means even though God liberated you, but your mind is still holding to the past. Even though God has set you free from that slavery, it's because your mind was never renewed with the word of God. You keep on going back on the thing that God has set you free from. When you read here, it says, they started mourning from their leaders. You know what they're mourning? It's because they saw the journey, how long it is. They felt that, no, we won't survive. But they forget who took them into the land of Egypt. It is important that you should lay down and think back. Who took me out of this slavery? And if this person took me out of this slavery, that means he has the power to take me where he has promised me to take to. We don't believe in the promises of God. We don't believe what God, when he said to you, I will be with you all the step of your life. But we feel that even though God said that, but I'm not fully convinced that he will take me there. It's because our minds are still holding into Egypt. God has broken their chains. Even though God, he broke the chains and pulled the looking gap out of their preaching seat, they caused the wind to be bent dry. That means everything that God has done for them, it was not enough. They felt that you took us where we used to do whatever at our own time. But now, look the other way. Look where you took us. We're in the wilderness. It is dry. There's nothing. There's no entertainment. There's no whatever, whatever. It's because they don't understand where God is taking them. When you read it, it says, look away and thought another word. They took the freedom, but they thought of slavery starting watching God has backed down through their clothes. By the day and by the fire at night, at the same time they held to Pharaoh's hand, and the Canaan and Egypt were extremely opposite direction to reach one. And they had to turn their back to the other way. She would rather go back into the bondage than they have to pay the price of victory. In everything that God has done for you, now you must pay your victory that you've been given for free. You know why? It's because your mind is still holding back. So many times we act like children of Israel and we would rather go back into the bondage of enemy than to fight the victory. It's because we don't understand who God is in our life. So many times we have rather settle and mock the minor of mediocrity than to starve and pursue our position into the promised land. So many times in the body of Christ, we reach Canaan because we're simply too busy to think about Egypt. Yes, our eyes are on Canaan, but our minds are still in Egypt. Change your focus. Change how you think. Change how you see it. One man once said, if you can't change what you see, change how you see it. It will give a different view. The text states that as soon as they hit the highway, they began to moan against their leader, saying, we wish we will have died by the hand of God in the land of Egypt, At least we have had our stomach full. That means even though they were in slavery, they sat to a point whereby they were so comfortable with their slavery and they felt that this is our life. We will die here. We will allow that God has given. But that's not what God has intended to give you to them. God had a better life for their life. God took them out of their slavery into the land of milk and honey. But even though he took them, there's something was keep on holding back. You know, when I was growing up, somebody once said to me, your mind controls your emotions. Your mind controls your direction, your footstep. That means everything that you need to do, it must start to the mind. That means whatever you think of, your mind has to be focused where your eyes can see. Isn't funny that we are constantly living in the past? Isn't that funny how concentrate on how things they used to be? What we used to do? What we used to do? Memories of the good we have and wrong. Everything that is been reminding us. But it's good to remind. But it's wanted to let you know that even though you can't process by the living of the past, we can never move forward if we keep looking backwards. The Lord has constantly proving to us, is proving himself to us, that taking us through the danger of seen and unseen. Yet every time he has tried to take us to the next level, we stand looking over the shoulder and retrospecting, concentrating to the past. Instance of trusting the one who gave you the ability to move from the first place, you suddenly get the case of could have, should have, would have, could have, should have, if only we have. And Israel was so concentrated, they're so concerned with eating from the flesh of the pot of Pharaoh, they were willing to give up the entire land, flowing milk and honey. Likewise, we get caught up in the yesterday and we can never go to our tomorrows. The land is offering, the Lord is offering us the internal happiness, internal peace, internal life. We'll have just turned our minds as we are hearts to him. If we have just stopped allowing the enemy to convince us to return to the thing that God has already brought it out. It's because the mind, it keeps on reminding us. You will never reach heaven if your eyes and your mind are not going to the same direction. And man, the Bible says, if two will never walk together until they agree. Your mind and your eyes, they have to be in common agreement that I want to see Jesus. That means if your eyes says, I want to see Jesus, your mind must confirm that. Your mind said, no matter what the storm, your mind must say, no matter what the obstacles, but we will reach to the land that God has promised us, which is the land of milk and honey. But we will never have that if we are divided. It is possible as a human being alone being divided, because your eyes want to see Jesus, but your mind want to see entertainment. You know why your mind wants to see entertainment? It's because you had that before. As they're busy complaining, I remember when they were complaining about food. They said, you have given us the manna. But in the Egypt, we used to eat meat. You know why they were saying that? Because they ate meat in Egypt. Whatever that you have put inside, at some point, it will remind you of the good times you had with that thing. Not forgetting that God has set you free. God has set you free. God wants to take you out from that slavery. God wants to set your mind to the things that are above. God wants to set your mind to the things that are seen. Because God is a God who sees our destination. He's a God who can see beyond what the mountain can be. It's because he's the God who created heaven and earth by the mouth of his mouth. You see, beloved, that is the real problem. Although God has delivered us from, we really haven't come out of them. God has brought you out of, but you still can't progress, because although he has brought you out of it, you haven't brought out of you. Did you get that? You haven't brought it out of you. That means that thing is still in you. That means you need the word of God to uproot that rubbish that's inside of you, in order for you, your mind and eyes can see what God has installed for you. Although he has delivered you from the gossip, for all everything that he was pulling you back from the word of God, but because your mind was never renewed, you're still going back and pay back and pay back. Why? Because your mind has not accepted the fact that God has brought you out so that you can continue a long life. What you have left in Egypt, until you have changed your thinking, until you have changed your mindset, until you have changed your focus, you will never be able to enter into the promised land. These are the obstacles that they putting us back in order for us to get the world to the land that God has promised you. You know what the devil knows? That what God has promised you is far better than the devil can give it to you. That's why he will do whatever it takes to pull you back. He will do whatever it takes to install doubt in you. He will do whatever it takes to install unbelief on God, on his word. Because he knows what God is. He has a better offer for what he can give it to you. He's a manipulator. He's a thief. When you read the book of John 10:10, he says when he comes, the only thing that he does, for three things, he came to steal, to destroy, and to kill. But in order for them to do that, he must send you an idea. And the time you adopt and buy in the idea, that's where he possessed you. Why? Because our mind are not full of the word of God. We are not full of the word inside of us. It reminds me, one of the messages was preached by somebody else. He says, we are new creature, but old house of the devil. That means even though you have been born again, the day you are born again, those demons, they leave that house. But if you don't feel the word of God in that thing, if you don't feel your Holy Spirit in you, at some point they come. They want to see the house is still occupied or the land is vacant. And when they see that there is nothing that God can put on the table, they call others. That's where you see most of the brothers. You feel that at the time he was born again, he was full of the fire of the Holy Spirit. At the time he was born again, he was loving God. But at that point, he started dragging his feet. And you're asking yourself, what happened? It because those demons, they came back. They saw that the land is empty and they do whatever they want. Your life is like weeds. When the weeds spread forth, if you don't do something about it, your land will be full of it. But once that thing comes, then you chop it off. You chop it off with the word of God. Once that unbelief comes in, you chop it off with the word of God. You allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, to rebuke you, that this is of God. Chop it out, so that your mind, your soul will represent God. God loves you, and God cares about you. God cares about you. The word of God says that they have been transformed by the renewal of our mind. We need to transform by the renewal of our minds. It's the only renewed thinking that we can take and possess it of the mindset of to succeed that God has called us to have. Although we have changed our location, our physical address, it will have taken the mental relocation of the mind for Israel to grab hold what God has in store for you. It's up to you. You need to grab it. Because there's a law that God has stored for you. But the enemy is out there to destroy it. The enemy is out there to distract you so that you may not get what God has promised you. Don't allow that to happen to you. Don't allow that. Even though God took you out, took out everything, whatever that reminds you, get rid of it. Because these things, they have a tendency of pulling us back. That's why you see most of the Christians, they are born again, but they still go to the witch doctors. It's because their mind is still holding back on what they used to do at the back. God is there to rescue from that. And there's one thing I love about God. Even though He saved your soul, He said, renew your mind. That means for you, it's your responsibility to take the word of God. Take the word of God and live with it. Take the word of God. Let it be the center of your mind. Your mind must be full. The Bible says, just this book of the law should not depart. Why? That you shall meditate about it day and night. You can't meditate about it if you don't study the word of God. You need to study it in order to. How would you meditate about it if there's nothing to meditate about it? But in order for you to meditate, you must take that word, put it in your mind, live with it, and somewhere, somehow, it will change your direction. It will change your action. People will start seeing this man, this woman is full of God. Because of what? The action, they produce what is in the mind. If the mind is full of the word of God. Not until we start really believing our deliverance. We start believing in our financial prosperity. Start believing in our success. God, health, salvation, and our loved ones. We're speaking it. We're going to be able to grab it hold. What the Lord has in store for us. Where? For Canaan. Where He promised us to take us. Where? Where He promised us to take us to the land where God has promised. When you read the book of Jeremiah chapter, they said, let us, the Lord will give us the pastors according to His own heart. He will give you the leaders who are after God's heart. But those guys, when they lead you in the wilderness, you know these guys will take us to the right direction. Why? Because God is faithful. Nothing is impossible with God. Even though people say you can't make it, but until God says so, no man has the power to stand the word of God. The word of God, the Bible says, is sharper than any double-edged sword. That means no obstacles. Nothing will stand against the word of God. If the word of God send it, it shall go and come back, did what God has assigned it to do it. That is the powerful of the word of God. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. It's a matter of that you must believe in the word of God. Believe what God has said in His way. That no matter what the obstacles, even though you walk in the wilderness, where there's no sign of a tree, where there's no sign of a meat, where there's no bed, but knowing that God is with me, and God shall supply all my needs according to His riches. But He can't do that if your mind is still on Egypt. Took out the thing that reminds you to the land of Egypt. The thing that keep on pulling you. You know it. You have it in your pocket. You have it in your house. That thing, you will never see the grace of God upon your life. Why? It's because that thing, it feels that it's better than the word of God. It's better than what the Lord has said into your word according to His way. Take out that thing. Throw it away. Throw it away, that thing. You know it. I don't know it. You know it. Start believing into the word of God. Because the word of God is powerful. God will never neglect those who are called by his name. He said to Jeremiah, call on me and I will answer. God will never neglect. Trust me, I have seen that. I know what I'm talking about. Whatever God said in his word, it shall come to pass. It's up to you to believe in the word of God. It's up to you. It's up to you to believe in the word of God. Believe in the word of God. Believe in the word of God. God did not call you to go to school or to be a professional student. He called you to proclaim his word and lead his people. Listen, I have nothing against education. I love education. I want to be educated. But I will never allow the education to stand in the way what God has called me to do. God has called you. God will never save you for fun. He will never save you. I've seen this. I get out of humble beings. No, there's an assignment that God wants you to do. That's why he saved you. Tell people about Christ. But before you tell them about Christ, let them people see the Christ in you. That whatever you're telling them, they can see that he tells us the truth. Because I can see that living in him. Because God is faithful. God is faithful. Remember what the Lord said to someone. He said, go to the house of Jesse. There's a man there I want you to anoint. That means alone there, God saw that. Why? Because of the mind. I remember David says, even if it's only one that is lost, I'll go and look after that one. That mind attracted God into him. That this is a man after my God's heart. This is a man, I want him to lead my nation. And I want you to go into the house of Jesus. There's a man there. That man, I want him on board. And I go with him and anoint him. God is faithful. God is just. God will never leave you nor forsake you. God loves you. And God cares about you. Because of time, I have to end here. Even though I have so much to tell you, that even though God took you out from Egypt, don't remain in Egypt. Go out with your eyes focused into the land that God has promised. He promised you the promised land. He promised you the land that flows milk. Believe in that. And take everything that belongs to you and go out. Into Egypt. This is Pastor Vilakazi from South Africa under SKM. I love you with the love of the Lord. And remember that God loves you and God cares about you. Be blessed until we meet again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.